BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Clara Amfo plays Real or No Real. What really is in Kim Kardashian's diet? There's a really awkward Bumble Air Wednesday. I wasn't on form. And how do people react when you fall asleep next to them in a cafe? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Do you remember the old producer of this show, the one that doesn't speak?
Let me take that back. Because that's disgusting.
He'll hear about that.
That felt really weird doing as well.
Ooh.
No. You know I don't mean that.
You absolute fingernail emoji.
No, that was bang out of order.
Right, okay. Well, at least you've realised the error of your ways. The one that doesn't speak.
Yes.
We used to have loads of guests in on the show. And the only people he ever had a photo with, because he didn't like to ask, were massively famous rappers. And there's an amazing picture of the one that doesn't speak and Snoop Dogg. He's also got ones with Kanye, I think with Jay-Z as well.
P Diddy,
yeah. Anyone else? Not interested. Just the rappers, because they're so very different to him.
All the pictures, it was like someone had sort of superimposed him on there as well.
Yes. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Scott.
What are you doing?
We're just outside, refusing to revise until Bumble Air Wednesday.
Yes. Whereabouts are you?
We're at school.
Okay. What area?
In Wimbledon.
Wimbledon in London.
Yeah.
Got to be honest, Jess. OMG, I've been calling you for ages and you haven't answered my call.
Sorry.
You're screening his calls.
Were you screening me?
Yeah, we tried, but my phone was on silent.
Yeah, you're screening me. That's so tacky. Okay, so you're not revising again until Bumble Air, so I better put it on pretty soon, right?
Yes, please.
Any requests for the gap in the middle of Bumble Air today, Jess, because this seems to be a new thing?
Yeah, can we have a yas from the Lady Gaga fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be on anyway.
Or an Eileen Grimshaw truffles.
Okay. Yep, okay, any of those, I'll put your request in.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. Can we just talk about innuendo bingo with Rihanna off of films yesterday? I don't know what happened.
It was like she was broken.
Absolute carnage. I kept playing this one clip and she was like, don't, my stomach. But just think about Rihanna, a great abs workout.
But then when innuendo bingo had finished, I carried on filming it on my phone. In the time that it took me to get my phone out, clip record, we then still filmed her for about another minute and a half just crying.
Have you put that up yet?
No, I shouldn't I?
Let's do that.
Okay.
And I'll retweet you.
Okay.
So on your Twitter, right?
And
if you follow Chris or me.
I'll figure that out. But yeah, just incredible. It was like, for some reason, that clip just got to us so much.
Yeah. Here's the clip in question from yesterday's innuendo bingo. This is when it started to go wrong. We're going over to the boat race now on Saturday. Now, this female commentator seems to know the Oxford team rather well, and she does very well to keep going, really, with this distracting her.
The wind and the tide working in opposition.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
Oh my God!
Oh, so many of you saw that and spotted it, so thank you for emailed.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
Yeah, that's a technical term. It's like she only got it on the second play.
Yeah.
It continues.
Oh, come on.
Rihanna's lost it.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
Oh no, Rihanna's broken.
Oh no.
God.
Try and get that video up as well,
yeah,
because
yeah,
it actually continued after we went off air when we were playing a song and Chris filmed her, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, there it is. There's the video. You got it there?
Yeah.
I'm just working out how to do it, are you?
Press this.
What do I do now? Chris will put it on his Twitter when he finally works out how. If you want to see the full video of Rihanna Innuendo Bingo from yesterday, it's quite something. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Go look.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I think I am actually ready already to bumble air, are you?
Yeah.
Are we all ready?
I'm keen if you are.
But don't forget, before you do this, and this is always advisable, you should warm up. So here's Arnold Schwarzenegger with a quick warm-up for you.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout.
Okay.
Yes, Arnie.
Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime.
Okay.
Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs.
It's not just you that calls them squats, Arnie. They're called squats. You didn't invent that.
Feet shoulder width apart and keeping your back straight. Bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor.
Get on with it, love.
Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now?
Yes.
Down.
Oh.
Up.
Down.
Up.
And down.
Up. Down. Up. And make your thighs burn. Come on. Down.
Okay.
Up. Down.
I think we're ready now.
Up.
Yeah, I'm warmed up. I feel warm.
Come on.
Hello, love. It's nice to see you sober.
I think you're struggling today. It feels like you're struggling with the right clips anyway.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
Why is that on?
It was a request. People asked for it.
Gaga,
yes! Yes, Gaga!
Yes, we're on. Tom in Leeds is bumbling away in his work van full of cold. Ed in sunny Wiltshire says he's so keen today. He's on his tractor. Where are you?
Where are you?
I think this took a lot of people by surprise. Giancarlo, ooh, warmed up for Bumbleower Wednesday on the way to sunny London. Marlin is bumbleowing in Sweden while doing their uni assignment. Wow. Nabil's been on. And Sophie says, perfect weather for a bumbleo, yes.
Bumbleo!
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
Halfway through the wheat mills.
Yes! Come on! Come on! Where are you? Let's know. 81199, let's go!
Bambaleo!
Jack the estate agent in a two-bed bungalow. Jodie in Cheltenham walking the dogs. Rob in Suffolk. Are we ready for a happy bit?
Happy bit.
Yes.
Fresh and clean. My texts are broke.
Me too. Emily's been on the way to uni. Late start, Emily. Nice to see you sober. Bumbleoing in rainy Manchester with my textbooks. Oh, it's raining. That's Han.
I think Bumbleo has broken the equipment here.
Brilliant. So. We might have to do it again. White Fang's been on, and Dan on my Twitter, bumbleoing with coffee beans in his mouth. Well, that's nice for you. That's a bit annoying because it stopped halfway through. I don't feel enough people got a chance to let us know that they were bumbleoing.
They're slowly filtering through now. I think it was just a vast volume.
Do you think it was a backlog?
Maybe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think we didn't do it very well today?
I don't think something didn't feel as right about it, but that's fine because there'll be other weeks.
Okay.
What's wrong? It's really thrown you.
I'm taking it quite personally. What did I do wrong?
It wasn't a bad bumbleo.
Was it me?
It's not a bad bumbleo.
Was it me?
No.
Okay, come on, be honest.
I think in the tease bit, before you kicked in with bumbleo, I think it all went a bit weird round about that time.
Right, you think the clips were too weird?
I think what we've done before is we've had a couple of seconds of silence, then that extended to a few seconds of silence, because, as you said, people love the tease.
So you think the gap is now too long?
And now the gap between the first bit that you play and then the full-on bumbleo is too long.
Oh, and I was going to play another clip as well.
The gap between the balls and the hole
from the cube
seems a lot further.
And I was going to play. I don't know what's wrong with me. I forgot. I was going to play this one for you because of the Masters this week.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold.
I just think I was a bit thrown today. I'm sorry. Normal service resume next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Hope the weather's nice where you are today. If it isn't, sorry, your turn will come. So, there has been a blog which reveals all of what Kim Kardashian eats.
Okay.
Like, it's a food diary that she's kept every day because she looks good, right? So, do you want to know exactly what she eats?
Well, it's going to be something uber healthy.
Do you want to know exactly how her food diary goes? This is probably not that interesting, but just see if you think whether you could stick to this.
It's a bit compare and contrast.
Because I know that you get really annoyed with people who just eat, as you call it, rabbit food. Just the lettuces there and the salads and occasional bits of chicken.
On treat days.
Are you ready? So, gets up. Someone obviously wakes her up. 6 a.m. run. No?
No, absolutely not.
Not at 6 a.m.
No, of course not. No.
Okay.
Is this real, by the way, or is this her lying? Is this her making out that she's really fit?
No, this is absolutely it. She's really fit.
Okay.
Yeah, she always goes for runs. Really fit. Because
does she, though? Because you don't really see her running about, do you?
Well, no, you wouldn't, because she's in a gated community away from the normos like us.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's documented in this food diary. So she's in a kind of enclosed area, almost like a prison, where we can't get to her.
Right.
Okay, right. So a 6 a.m. run round the compound.
Not keen.
No, okay. Then, okay, get home after an hour, maybe an hour 15 run. Scrambled eggs.
Nice. Yep, yeah, that's great.
That's it. Oh, and a protein shake.
Okay.
Okay.
No bread. Toast.
No toast.
No.
And some fruit.
Fruit.
So you've got your eggs, you've got your protein shake, and you've got your fruit. Okay, so that's it. Until about one, when Kanye's chef comes in and makes lunch.
Yes.
Then it's fish and vegetables.
For lunch?
That's lunch.
Okay.
Just that.
That's not horrendous. It's not the greatest lunch, but it's all right. Let's see what she's having for tea.
Then there's an abs workout. What in the abs? And then the chef comes in for dinner.
Thing is, it's all here's the thing. Already, it suggests to me she's got so much time on her hands that she can do all the exercising for one, and she hasn't even got to cook her own food.
No, vegetables and fish for dinner, sometimes chicken. So, just like lunch.
So it's she's on the two fish a day.
Yeah, she's on fish, sometimes a bit of chicken and some vegetables. Which reminds me of
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock. I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before a train, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Add a run in there and it's the same as Kim.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was on quite a packed and quite hot train last night.
Mills on train?
That happens. I actually really like the train.
Saying things like that suggests that you don't use the train very much.
No, it doesn't. It's just like it's one of my preferred modes of transport.
After
really like
private
it.
Jet and I don't have, limo.
I've never been in a private jet.
Have you?
Actually, I have once, but that wasn't my jet. That was David Hasselhoff's. Yes. It's for a TV show. But yeah, I have. But apart from that, the train is my favourite mode. And
Scott Trains?
It was really busy last night, and I was heading to Essex, actually. Essex, yeah. Essex. And this man actually fell asleep on my shoulder last night. I mean, we were really packed in. Mm. But I was kind of next to the window, and he's next to me. And I needed to obviously get off at some point, and I was like, okay, my stop's coming up. What do I do?
Oh, we've spoken about this before. Do you remember? This reminds me of that girl that didn't she email in saying she was on a plane and she had a similar situation. She was a bit trapped in her seat. She needed to go to the toilet, but the person next to her had fallen asleep.
Yeah.
So what she ended up doing was climbing over
yes.
him.
I've had to do this on planes are worse, actually. You do just generally have to put your groin in their face.
Yeah, well, that's what she was saying. The annoying thing was is that because she really did climb over him,
yeah.
she was sort of had her, you know.
Yeah, in, everything. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And because you have to climb over if they're not waking up. Anyway, luckily this guy did wake up. But I was panicking, thinking, what am I going to do? Because he's like there just slumped on my shoulder. And actually, this guy doing this last night reminded me that I want to do a thing, which I've been thinking about for a while. And him falling asleep on me last night reminded me.
Is this what you were suggesting when we were talking to Fern earlier? You
yes.
said you had a challenge.
Yes, I want to test this out. So obviously we don't have a train. And we don't really have anyone that, well, people can't just fall asleep on demand. So we're going to go to the canteen and you're going to be the one that falls asleep.
And I don't understand.
Okay, right. So you go to the BBC canteen downstairs and you're going to pretend that you've fallen asleep on someone or in something. And then we see how people react.
Right. Okay. So I'm blocking them in.
Yeah, you're blocking them in. So there are seats, I know, down there where, like, the person will be...
There's a couple of booths.
Yeah, there's a booth, and then you'll be next to them, so they can't get out without actually having to physically climb over you. And I want to see what happens.
Would this not be better if somehow you make someone down there fall asleep on
Well, how
me?
Are we going to do that? So you're going to be the one falling asleep?
I don't know.
I'll just see what happens.
Okay.
Yes? There's an extra bit as well, which I'll tell you when you get down there.
Right.
But I think we'll really, really make it pop.
Right.
Okay?
A bit confused, but
after
okay.
half two, we'll go to the canteen and we'll sort
and
it.
And I fall asleep
You
on
fall
someone.
Asleep on demand, yes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Connor in Southampton says, yes, I was on a plane back from Dubai the other day and same thing happened. Girl falls asleep on me. I really need to go to the loo, but I'm in the window seat, so I do actually have to physically climb over her. Because she is properly asleep. Because you do the kind of... Excuse me. Hey. Okay. And if they don't respond, you've just got to climb over, especially if you need a wee.
Yeah.
So today you're going to be the one falling asleep in the BBC canteen just to see how people react.
Okay.
Yeah?
And I mean, around this time, it's sort of lunchtime.
Yeah, it's still quite busy there, I think.
Okay, fine.
All right, so I'll send you down. I will give you complete instructions on what to do. But there will be a moment where you pretend to fall asleep.
Yes.
You also need to be in one of the booths, sat down. You know the booths where you can eat, but like the person will be next to a wall.
I can ask someone to move down, then effectively they're in.
Yeah.
And, okay.
they're kind of in there and they can't get out without having to climb over you, which they probably won't do in the BBC canteen.
And then as long as I'm just asleep, you know, I just need to... That's all I need to do. I just need to fall asleep.
Yeah, I'll tell you when to fall asleep on demand, okay?
Right, okay.
It will become clear. If you go down there now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think if I do this, Chris should be able to hear me now. Good afternoon, Stark.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Hello there. Where are you?
I'm in the canteen right now.
The famous BBC canteen.
Yeah.
And it's lunchtime, so I'm guessing it's probably fairly busy?
It's picking up, yeah. It's a fairly busy lunchtime crowd in here today. All tucking into their food. It's that weird thing, though. It's one of those canteen, rather than a restaurant, it's not that people look... You know, in a restaurant, people look happy and generally converse when they're talking.
Yeah.
Here, it's very much a canteen vibe.
Yeah, I mean, you generally get your food and you go.
There's not an atmosphere.
Right, so can you maybe tell me what's on the menu today in the canteen?
Well, it's Wednesday Curry Club, of course.
Oh.
But then you have got your Bajan bean, as we like to call it. Which
your
is
what?
Your Bajan bean. You know, your beige foods, your pasties, your pies, sausage rolls, with beans.
Okay.
Of course, an option. There's soup as well.
I would quite like us to go for our little experiment. Just for a plate of beans, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I was thinking about this idea. Why are we doing this with food? It doesn't add anything.
It's funny.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll bow to your better judgment. You've won awards.
Yes, I have. If you could, maybe just go up to the counter and just order a bowl or a plate of beans. That's all we need.
Mm. And they're used to strange diets here.
Yeah, they must be. So, like, no jacket potato or anything with it, no pie, just the plate of beans.
Right, and you want me to fall asleep in the beans?
I would like that, yes. So,
okay.
If you just go and get some beans now, I'll play a song. I'd quite like to hear you get the beans.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I'm next in queue. Should I just step forward now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a plate of beans, please? Just the beans. Just the beans. Just a plate of beans. Doesn't look impressed.
I've ordered a plate of beans in there before.
I've got the beans.
Okay. So in this experiment at the moment, what we're going to do is get Chris to sit right next to somebody so they can't really escape. So you're going to kind of have blocked them in.
Yeah.
Like if you're on a train and the person next to you falls asleep or on the bus, how do you react? And also, Chris is going to be face-planting a plate of beans next to them. He's going to fall asleep in the beans. Let's see what they do. Okay, wait for your beans to cool down. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah, the beans are very hot, Mills.
Okay, I'll play a song then. Blow on them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris is in the BBC canteen downstairs, way in the depths of this building. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
What's going on with the bean situation? Because you said they were hot.
Yeah, I've got an assistant with me here sort of helping with all this, and he's furiously blowing my beans right now.
That's definitely one.
It's almost become a challenge.
Is he just like really? Is he blowing on them a lot?
He's just furiously blowing, in anger almost.
Yeah, I don't want your face to go in a like a really hot plate of beans.
No. I still don't quite understand what is being added to this by adding food. Like, there's literally no need for it.
It just makes it a bit more extreme than just falling asleep next to somebody or on their shoulder.
Right.
It would just get a better reaction, I think.
Right. Okay.
All right, so, just trust me.
So here's how it works in the canteen. There's loads of benches and loads of individual chairs and tables around. Yeah. So everyone's eating their lunch doing that. But then there's a couple of booths right over on the side where technically we could trap someone in. If I was to sit next to them. But the question that they should then ask is, why am I sitting on the same side as them? You know, it would be, they've basically got empty spaces in front of them. So my plan's to sit down and just fall asleep quite quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it as quick as you want. Maybe just look a bit tired at first and then just slowly face into the beans.
Yeah.
Slowly, like you just kind of dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
But you have to make sure that the person next to you can't just walk up and leave. So without climbing over you, they won't be able to get past.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go full on Gandalf with this one.
Do it.
You shall not pass situation.
Yeah. So maybe find a suitable spot to sit right now and take your beans with you.
Okay. Assistant, are you going to start filming? We're going to try film this, Mills.
Awesome. Okay, so who have you chosen to go and sit next to today, Chris?
Okay, we're going to go to the booths in the far end of the canteen.
Excellent.
Okay, and then I'm going to walk over and yawn as if I'm really, really tired.
Once you've sat down.
Yeah. I think we're on. Okay. She's about to leave, so we're going to run in. I'm ready now.
Right, run in and trap her in there so she can't really leave.
Yeah.
Are you sat down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Chris is sat down next to the lady, is it?
Mm.
Now, once you are asleep, obviously you're not asleep really, but once you're play-acting asleep, obviously you won't be able to talk because you're asleep. So I'll ask you questions. Use your keypad. Press your keypad once for yes and two for no. You got me? Okay. Facing the beans. Go! Chris, is everything okay? Is this really awkward? One for yes, two for no. Just press the keypad.
Mummy. Sorry, just really tired. Yeah, just a bit sleepy.
Yeah, I'm going to play teams. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. Do you need to get out of there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So I would suggest getting out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As soon as you can talk to me. It was always going to be awkward.
No, there's a situation happening here, I think, right now. Hang on.
Oh. Are you being escorted from the premises?
I think I'm about to be, because unsurprisingly, I had my face in a load of beans.
Yes.
So,
do you want to come upstairs and tell me what happened?
I think that's probably best right now. We're just trying to work out a way that we can leave here.
Sure. Have you got bean juice all over your face?
I've got beans all over my face right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to move away from the situation quite quickly.
I would try and get out of there as soon as you can.
I found a toilet. Hang on.
Okay, good. Right, go in there and talk to me.
Hang on. So basically what happened is I fell asleep in the beans. The person next to me seemed concerned I was asleep, that I'd face plants and beans. So I tried to do my finest acting and pretend to be asleep, which she didn't buy, seemingly. And then suddenly another man appeared and came over and sort of forcibly removed my face from the bean. now I'm unsure what to do because... I know the original challenge was to stay there as long as possible, but I don't think I physically could.
And do you have to walk past those people to get out of the loo?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait in the loo for another sort of few minutes or so in the hope that they will have moved on from their lunch. And then I'll re-enter the canteen and come back to you.
Okay. Right, when you can escape from the loo, do that.
Okay, all right then, nice. The Scott Mills
Daily. Seriously, who forcibly removed someone's head from a plate? Hashtag beans transplant. That's from Chantel. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
Wow, that was something, wasn't it?
It kind of went in a way which I didn't expect.
You seem to be in the beans for quite a while.
Yeah.
Did someone film it?
Someone's filmed it.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll be able to get it in time before.
No, we'll do it for tomorrow's show because it's going to take a while to get that together, I think. Various different elements.
How did it sound? Because I worry this might be something that will make more sense when you see it.
I cringed hard, but I think I'll need to see it as well.
I mean, I'm still picking up beans out of my hair.
But that was a good experiment. What did that lady say to you next to you?
She said, there was a lady next to me saying, you got your face in some beans.
I know, love.
And then I tried at one point to do my finest acting, which was say, I'm really tired.
Did I hear you at one point go, Mommy?
Yeah, I was trying to make out that I was dreaming so they knew everything was okay, but I was just asleep. But I think that just weirded them out even more, so I don't know why I bothered to say it. A few things. I don't know why I said those things, and also I don't really see why I had to have my face in beans.
It just added to the drama, I think. We'll get the video to you tomorrow, but excellent work there, really. Cheers, very mate. Courageous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Clara Amfer, hi.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Millie, old darling. Friend. How are you, mate?
I'm good, fighting fit today.
Yes, good. I'm glad to see you, I was going to say, back on your feet. That's weird. Good to see you, anyway.
Lovely to see you too, Scott.
Fully recovered?
Fully recovered.
Hey, I enjoyed doing your chat show.
As the numbers get smaller, the hits get
bigger.
That's right.
You need to say that more.
As the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Sounds good. You can get away with it as well. You've got the right voice.
Thanks.
I would believe everything you told me.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to hear more of those kind of sayings on the chart, actually.
I love a radio cliche.
Yeah.
Okay. The atmosphere is electric.
What you should do also, what they used to do back in the day, which I sometimes still do when I cover the chart, just say, across the UK.
Okay.
Sounds really big.
Across the UK, it's Radio 1.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds good.
More of that.
Yes. Anyway, so we've got Real or No Real here. Clara's going to be on with the official chart update with me at 3:30. First of all, though, work out what's what with this lot.
The writers of Game of Thrones go to such extreme measures to keep their stories secret that actor Alfie Allen was once fooled by a fake script, thought his character had been killed, and went on holiday to Ibiza when he was meant to be on set.
I've not seen Game of Thrones, so is that... Is this the new one that's out, an Ibiza special or something?
No.
It's not a reality TV show.
So you know Alfie Allen off of Lily?
Right.
He is in Game of Thrones, her brother. Yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. And they did a fake script, is what we're saying here. So he was like looking through the scripts and going, oh, right, my character's been killed. So he went on holiday to Ibiza and when he was supposed to be on
Alfie
set.
Alfie Allen went.
Yeah.
Right, that's where my confusion is. I thought you were suggesting that Game of Thrones, they'd done a fake script, which was that it was all set in Ibiza.
No, he thought he'd been binned off the show, so he goes to Ibiza on a holiday, but it was the wrong script that he read. It was a fake one.
Okay. But that in itself could be a great TV spin-off there.
Game of Thrones does Ibiza.
Yes, yes. Now, I've not seen Game of Thrones yet, but I'm aware of, like, Hodor and...
And Given, Lannister someone?
My last name's Stark, so everyone keeps shouting
That's
at me,
it.
Winter is coming. And I still don't know what that means.
Alfie Allen, off of Alfie, plays Theon Greyjoy.
Which Great
sounds
name.
See, it sounds a bit like...
Hapax Legonomenon. Correct.
From University Challenge that we were talking about yesterday.
Hapax Legonomenon.
So is this true? Real or no real?
We had Grey Worm in on the show recently as well, didn't we?
Yes,
doing
we
innuendo
did.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I need to get into Game of Thrones. I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of fun.
You're not involved either?
I've attempted a few times, but it's quite a dense watch, isn't it?
It's dense.
What does that mean?
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
What a critic.
No, it is, though.
It's a very dense watch.
I've not heard that before.
We'd rather Real Housewives.
Yeah, and Mob Wives.
And Mob Wives, because it's just easier.
Oh, I reckon I'd love it. I just haven't done it yet.
I tried Fortitude. Dense.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's on Sky Atlantic. Heavy going, my darling. Don't even try it.
You're my new favourite TV critic.
Listen, if it's a dense watch, you just... Anyway.
Dense.
Mob Wives forever. Anyway, right.
I agree.
Alfie, was he fooled by a fake script?
Oh, yeah, well, they do that, don't they? When they want to keep it a secret.
Yeah, like on EastEnders.
They did this on EastEnders recently, yeah. So I think this is real.
I'm going to say no real, because I'd like to think that Alfie Allen wouldn't be that gullible.
That one is real.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, it is.
The writers David Benioff and Dan Weiss, who run Game of Thrones, often write fake scripts and even keep the actors in the dark about the real scenes to make sure everything stays top secret. This time it backfired and Alfie went, and because it was a fake script. And next.
Lethal Bizzle once rebranded himself as Lemon Drizzle for a charity bake-off.
It would have been better if we just kept the lethal part, so it's Lethal Drizzle.
Yeah.
I think. Like, that's a cake I would eat.
Mm. However,
I'd eat Lethal Drizzle.
I love Lemon Bizzle. I love Lethal Bizzle, but I also love Lemon Drizzle. And I can see what he's done there if he has, you know, renamed himself. And it was for charity, you know?
Mm.
It was for a local version of Bake Off.
Right.
So he changed his name just for a few days on Twitter to Lemon Drizzle.
But this man is the king of, like, merchandising opportunities.
Mm, he's not dense, he's dench.
Yeah,
indeed.
Exactly. So I think if he spots an opportunity in cakes, he would snatch it with both hands. So therefore, I think this is real.
I would agree with that. He's a very shrewd businessman. It's all about the branding, isn't it?
So you're saying real?
I'm saying real.
Mm. That one is no real.
Oh.
Fooled you.
That's
fooled you both.
That's disappointing.
Is this real or not?
Il Divo have sold almost twice as many albums as Foo Fighters.
Oh, how? But this is another one of those crazy things where they're probably massive on the continent.
Yeah, massive on the kind of older auntie scene.
Hmm. And that's a big audience.
That's a very big audience.
So if you remember Il Divo, they are signed to Simon Cowell's label, and they're a selection of, I would say, middle-aged gentlemen.
Like Silver Fox One Direction opera.
Yeah, and it's like, maybe, it's kind of like, it's operatic.
Housewives' favourite.
Operatic pop, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got their sharp Italian suits on, and they are actually Italian, they're not from Croydon. Yeah. And they do sell a lot of records.
Mm.
But do they sell more than the Foo Fighters, who sell huge amount of records and sell out arenas?
It's interesting you say they're actually Italian. So my girlfriend's sister's getting married. Now, they wanted to book a mariachi band.
Not you won't get El Divo,
mate. Bambaleo Wednesday.
Right, they wanted to book a mariachi band for their wedding. But the only ones they could find were sort of... They got really offended that they weren't sort of authentic mariachi. You know, they were from... They were looking at getting some people down from Leeds, who and do you know what I mean? Like, for
what
some
you're
reason,
saying, they're kind of fake mariachis.
Yeah, they just didn't like the fact that they were from Leeds.
From Leeds,
but no, Il Divo are full-blooded
Italians.
Yeah, I look, they've got cracking smiles, all of them, and they clearly the money's coming through. You can tell.
Always well suited, Il Divo. Always well suited.
But really, as many as Foo Fighters?
Surely not. I'm saying no real.
Hmm.
But then he knows what he's doing.
Hmm.
I'm actually going to say real.
That one is real.
Il Divo are signed to Simon's label. He came up with the idea for the group after seeing Pavarotti and the Three Tenors. Almost twice as many albums, 30 million, as Foo Fighters.
Oh my gosh.
And next,
DJ Fresh has several aliases for his different musical projects, including Betty Whoop, Trevor McDonald and the Harlequins, DJ Nige, Pete Thong, DJ Super Soaker, DJ Jazz Hands, and Lake Titicaca.
Good.
Lake what? Sorry?
Titicaca.
So
it's an actual lake.
Trevor McDonald and the Harlequins. So this happens, doesn't it? So there's a lot of, especially producers, who record songs under different names.
Yeah.
So they can do them in a different style to what people are used to. Right? It happens with loads and loads of artists. So Daft Punk are a great example of that, right? They do songs under different names as well.
Mm.
But
and they also check into hotels in different names so the fans don't find them.
But would DJ Fresh... Oh, I don't know about this. I mean, Trevor McDonald and the Harlequins is a strange alias to have.
Yeah, but it could be because some...
I'd buy a tune by them.
It could be some underground thing that we don't have a work label of, yeah?
Mm.
Like it'll be something that's like deeper underground that we don't know about because we're not cool.
What about Pete Thong?
I don't know.
Mm.
DJ Super Soaker's a worry.
I'm saying no real.
No real to that?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say real.
What, to... DJ Fresh also being called Lake Titicaca.
You never know. These creative types.
Okay.
That one is no real.
Okay.
Okay. And at the end of that round of Riddle No Real with Clara Amfo.
Okay, I got 20. Clara got 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh, welcome back.
Thanks.
I tried to make it sound exciting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. You know the bit about Il Divo being well Italian and suave?
Yes.
None of them are Italian.
Oh.
They're not.
No. It's a French pop singer, a Spanish baritone, an American tenor, and a Swiss tenor.
I mean,
not one of them is Italian.
It's quite disappointing, especially when you say it as fact that they're definitely.
It's like the mariachi band from Leeds.
I wouldn't book them.
I just wouldn't book them. It's all right, they're being booked already.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, it's a big innuendo bingo off of YouTube. Casper Lee and Marcus Butler. Join us at 1:45 on Radio 1.